From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. In Philadelphia, ecstatic crowds as Pope Francis rode through the streets to the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, where he's just beginning to celebrate outdoor mass, the last major event of his U.S. trip. Earlier today, Francis met with victims of sexual abuse.
Dios llora.
God weeps.
Los crímenes y pecados de los abusos sexuales a menores
no pueden
ser mantenidos en secreto por
más tiempo.
Speaking through an interpreter to U.S. bishops this morning in Philadelphia, Francis promised those responsible for abusing children will be held accountable. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani tells NPR his country is committed to living up to the terms of the nuclear agreement reached with the U.S. and five other world powers.
Whether it was a financial, economic agreement or a security agreement, anything that Iran has signed up to, it has always lived up to. We have never broken our commitment. This is our cultural framework. This is our comportment. This is our religious duty.
The Iranian president also says his country is open to discussions with the U.S. and other countries to come up with a formula for Syria's future. Iraqi officials say Iraq, Iran, Russia, and Syria have agreed to share intelligence to counter ISIS. They say a committee is being formed to coordinate their efforts. And France is expanding its role in the fight against Islamic State militants. French jets have already been attacking ISIS in Iraq as part of the U.S.-led coalition. Now, Jake Siganaro reports France is targeting Islamic State militants in Syria.
Extremist terror attacks at home and an influx of war refugees have spurred France to take direct action in Syria. An official statement says the airstrikes were conducted autonomously by France, but in coordination with coalition partners. It also says France will strike every time its national security is at stake. The president's office says it will actively work for political transition from the regime of Bashar al-Assad. According to the New York Times, nearly 30,000 people with intentions of joining ISIS have entered Syria in the last year. The airstrikes come just as heads of state gather in New York this week for a United Nations meeting on the fight against ISIS. For NPR News, I'm Jake Siganaro in Paris.
President Obama meets tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New York. Syria and Russia's military buildup there will be high on the agenda. They haven't met face-to-face in nearly a year. Tuesday, Mr. Obama meets with Cuban President Raul Castro. It'll be their first one-on-one meeting since the U.S. and Cuba reopened embassies in Washington and Havana. This is NPR. Outgoing House Speaker John Boehner says there will be no government shutdown when funding expires this week.
The Senate is expected to pass a continuing resolution next week. The House will take up the Senate bill.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Boehner also had pointed remarks for the uncompromising faction of the GOP, saying, "Beware of false prophets." Vote counting is underway in Spain's northeastern region of Catalonia. Voters cast ballots for a regional parliament, but Lauren Freyer reports the poll is really about whether Catalonians want to break away from Spain.
Catalans have their own language and culture and have long sought more autonomy from Spain. But the central government in Madrid has blocked those efforts and didn't recognize an independence referendum held in Catalonia last year. Now, Catalan separatists say if they win a majority of seats in Catalonia's regional parliament, they'll move to break away from Spain unilaterally. Within 18 months, they could establish a new country in Europe. They'll start by setting up a Catalan tax office and then embassies around the world. Move Spain says violate the country's constitution. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer.
A rare celestial event this evening that you may be able to see if it's not cloudy, a supermoon lunar eclipse. With the Earth and Moon closer than usual, Earth will pass between the Moon and the Sun, casting a shadow over the Moon and giving it a red glow. NASA says it'll start at 8:11 Eastern Time this evening and last for an hour and 11 minutes. It won't happen again for another 18 years. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.